Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something that might seem counterintuitive in our always-on world: creating space for solitude. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? That feeling of constant motion, emails pinging, notifications buzzing, and never a moment to just breathe? You know that feeling when you're trying to catch up on everything, but end up accomplishing nothing? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. True productivity, real focus, and even genuine happiness often come from carving out pockets of quiet solitude. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Think of it as giving your brain a chance to recharge, process everything, and actually come up with those brilliant ideas you know are in there somewhere. So, how do we make this happen? Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you create space for solitude even amidst the chaos. Number 1. Redefine busy. Are you truly busy, or are you simply reacting to everything around you? Often, what we perceive as busyness is just a tangled mess of obligations and distractions. Start by identifying your non-negotiables, those things that truly matter, and learn to politely decline the rest. It's about prioritizing, my friends. Saying no, sometimes, even if it feels uncomfortable at first, can actually free up space for what matters most: peace, clarity, and time for yourself. Number 2. Schedule solitude like any other appointment. We schedule meetings, workouts, even dinner dates. Why not schedule some me time? Block off a few hours in your week dedicated to quiet reflection, reading, journaling, or simply enjoying the silence. Treat it like sacred time that cannot be broken. When you make solitude a priority, it becomes a habit, and habits are what truly shape our lives. Number 3. Embrace digital detox. Ever notice how scrolling through social media can suck away your entire afternoon? It's easy to get caught in the vortex of likes, comments, and updates. But those constant notifications can be a huge drain on our mental energy and focus. Try designating specific times for checking emails and social media and stick to it. The rest of the time, disconnect and reconnect with yourself. Go for a walk, listen to music, or simply sit in silence. You'll be surprised by how much clarity and focus you gain. Number 4. Find your sanctuary. We all have those places that feel like home, where we can truly relax and unwind. Maybe it's your bedroom, a favorite park bench, or even a cozy corner in your favorite cafe. Whatever it is, cultivate that space into a sanctuary for solitude. Make it inviting, comfortable, and free from distractions. When you need to escape the noise of the world, this will be your haven. Number 5. Practice mindfulness. Solitude isn't just about being alone, it's also about being present in the moment. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help train your mind to focus on the here and now, reducing stress and cultivating a sense of inner peace. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Friday afternoon, the office is buzzing with activity, but you've slipped away to your favorite cafe. You have a steaming cup of tea, a good book in hand, and absolutely no distractions. You're lost in the pages, enjoying the warmth of the sun on your face, and for those precious moments, you feel completely at peace. That, my friends, is the power of solitude. So, take these takeaways to heart. Start small. Even 15 minutes of quiet time can make a difference. Make a conscious effort to prioritize solitude, schedule it in, and cultivate your own sanctuaries. Remember, you deserve that space to recharge, reflect, and reconnect with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to carving out solitude? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag TheDailyStoicBlueprint. And remember, keep striving for that balance, because true strength lies not only in conquering the world but also in mastering ourselves. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.